Track 14, Neil's Last Word. Now, I think you'd better pay particular attention to this. I'm not sure whether it should carry a health warning or not. I'll leave you to make up your own minds.
We were in the kitchen, and I was giving Mrs. H a damn good listening to. There are rules for this. I mustn't wander, even though I'm still within earshot. I have to maintain regular eye contact to avoid the, "You're not listening to me." And I've learnt to interject with the odd, "Really?" or "She didn't." Mrs. H was recounting one of her adventures which took place while she was out shopping. One of her bugbears is the occasional assistant she comes across who's missed out on the customer care course. She'd called in at a well-known financial institution. There was absolutely no warmth. She was really cold. It was as if everything I wanted was causing her a problem. "Stand up, don't lean!" I sprung to attention as if I was a puppet and someone had jerked my strings. "And if you see me leaning," she continued, "tell me." Why should I do that?" I asked, I thought not unreasonably. "It's for your muscles. Think about it. If you stand up straight, you're using more than if you lean. It helps your core." Then I became aware that she was standing on one leg. This puzzled me. I know she's read somewhere you should do this when you're cleaning your teeth, but this was not her teeth-cleaning pose. Seeing my quizzically look, she explained, "It helps your balance. Come on, you do it. Stand on one leg. Higher! Your top leg should be parallel with the ground. Oh, for goodness sake, higher!" As I raised my right leg, I could feel my left foot twitching furiously as I tried to remain upright. I was losing the battle to stay perpendicular when Mrs. H offered me yet more advice. "You really should do simple exercises during the day, while you're waiting for the kettle to boil or something to heat in the microwave. They don't take long." I've been told this more than a few times. "I know I should," I replied resignedly. Mrs. H blasted back, "You always say that, but you never do." The trouble is, Mrs. H is more supple than I am. She can assume a full lotus position with ease, whereas my difference is in serious danger of splitting. She demonstrated her flexibility a few days later. Following a few busy days, I was suffering from tension in the shoulders and back. You know the feeling, where you keep rolling your head trying to ease it. I made the mistake of mentioning it to the Shady Pines fitness guru. "I've got an exercise for that," she said, with what I felt was a shade too much zeal. "I have tried this one before, and I simply can't do it. You put your right hand over your right shoulder and as far down your back as you can. Then you put your left hand behind you and up your back to meet the other hand and lock the fingers of both hands together." Mrs. H can do this with consummate ease. My hands are several inches apart. "Now this one," she commanded. "Look at the ceiling. Arms up in the air. Bring them slowly down to your side. Then up in front of you. Hands together as if you're praying. Now do it again." I managed that one. Mind you, I did linger a while on the praying bit. Can't think why.
Gosh, Neil, I feel exhausted just listening to that. Who knew that Mrs. H was such a fitness fanatic?